Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mum and Dad Show for the first episode of 2024. The Mum and Dad Show, if you're not familiar, is the show that completely revolves around our son's sleeping arrangements. And when he wakes, the show ends. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with my fantastic wife, Little Dickie. How you doing, mate?
Happy New Year, darling, and to all the dickheads like us watching.
Hello, everybody. It's great to be back. And shout out to producer Caleb, who is here. He's been busting his ass all morning, freaking out, running around like a madman. I tell you what, though.
Without him, this show would cease to exist.
I've got to start the show with something a bit negative.
Of course.
Here we go.
That style.
Claire and I are getting divorced. And
for fuck's sake.
The reason is because I need someone who has their life together a bit more.
Fair enough.
Someone who has a better relationship with their mother. I want to date Gypsy Rose Blanchard. That's who I'm after. Because I just feel...
I knew watching that would come to no good.
Gypsy's just the girl. She's got no teeth, which means...
She's got a fat ass.
After being in prison for how many years, she'd have a fat ass.
Eating honey buns.
Honey buns. If you know what they say, moment on the lips, honey buns on the hips. That's how the saying goes in prison. And
that show was so good.
So if you don't know Gypsy Rose Blanchard, Carla, did you watch Gypsy Rose Blanchard?
Yeah, Kira's been obsessed with her.
It's a, so Jesus. Good. Yeah, the show, I think there's a doco, but we watched the dramatized series called The Act, and I think you can get it in Australia on...
Netflix, is it?
No, it's on Amazon.
Amazon?
It's on another, right. It's on another platform on Amazon or something. Something. Anyway, whatever. So Gypsy, which is a stupid name to begin with, but anyway.
Good for a dog, not for a human.
But like the thing with Gypsy is it's like a name for people who are gypsies, right? It's like being, it's like your first name being Jewish or Jew. G'day, I'm Jew Butterfield. Anyway. So Gypsy, her mum, had
a kind woman.
A beautiful woman, sexual woman. She had a condition known as, what was it? It was in Beverly
Lyme
Hills.
Lyme disease, wasn't it?
Shout out to Lyme disease.
What was it? It was fucking...
I'm joking.
What was it?
Munchausen's.
Munchausen's by proxy, which means you basically convince your child or someone in your care that they are a very sick person.
When in fact, they are the sick one.
Yeah, when in fact the person making them believe that they're sick is the sick one. Correct.
Thank you.
So that was basically what she was doing. So she convinced Gypsy that she had to be in a wheelchair, that she had to get all the... So what happened with the teeth? The teeth fell out. She was allergic. She convinced her she was allergic to sugar. So this is crazy. So this is up until... Yeah. And she even convinced her that she was 14 when she was actually 19. So I don't want to sound like a bit of a prick here, but Gypsy's a bit of a dead shit. She's a bit of a dead shit. I mean, if your mum's saying, hey, you got to be in a wheelchair, but you can walk, you know you can walk.
Fuck.
She was being abused. There was mind control.
I don't believe. I'm actually on what's her mum's name?
Here
fucking
we go.
Dipsy or
Roxanne
something.
Or Roxanne. Something.
Roxanne. Dipsy, Lala, and Poe. I'm on her side with this. I think Gypsy belongs in a wheelchair, and I think she's actually. I think she has all these conditions. I think she is allergic to sugar.
The sugar one was sad.
It was.
In the show
fucked.
When she was trying to have a sip of Coke,
and her mum ran over and freaked out.
It so was really good.
If you haven't seen the show, I'm going to spoil it for her. She gets this boyfriend, as most of us have had in our lives, a beautiful boyfriend. And they fall in love over the internet through a Christian dating website.
Classic.
And they meet, they start sexually filming each other on the internet. And they are some...
I think it's called sexting.
Is it though? It's through a webcam. Is that sexting?
Is that sexting, Caleb? You're young.
Caleb, you're young. You're sexed.
Is that sexting?
I stick to sexting.
When Claire and I sex, I just yell from the other room, oi, what do you reckon? That's sexting for us. I email photos of drawings I've done.
You just put black dicks on my phone whenever I leave the room.
Which is a great thing to do to your partner when they're not
sure
in the room.
I'm sure we've told you guys this before.
Go on to their, and if you are black, put white dicks on. Whatever dick that you
it's
don't have.
It's the opposite to you.
Yeah. You find that dick, you take you basically screenshot it, put it on their phone, or you leave it on the website. So you can do it. It's the same thing with like Lemon Party. Look up Lemon Party.
You've done that too.
Or look up Big Asian Granny Pussy Vaginas
You've
or something
that
like
too.
That. Anytime Claire goes to the toilet, or,
which is often,
and when she goes for a big bog, she's gone for some time, and I have a bit of time to get there and get something real good and just leave it on the screen. So when she opens it up 20 minutes later, when she gets back from the bog time,
It makes us, it brings us closer together.
It is hilarious.
What's your New Year's resolution, BT Dub?
To fuck Gypsy Richard.
You're not the only one, bro. Get in line. Nah, that pussy is tainted.
No, nah, if you know what she looks like, she's gross.
Oh, she's not too bad.
She's not bad for someone who ended up killing, well, her boyfriend killed her mum.
For someone who's never had sugar.
Yeah, well, she's.
How yeah, upset would you be never having had a Kit Kat?
Well, I tell you what, I've been blowing out as of late.
He has not.
Since I got, I was on keto for a while, leading up to Christmas, and then I've had a lot of sugar since Christmas.
Same.
Man, I missed it. Mm-hmm. It's so good. but New Year's resolution, I yes. never have New Year's resolutions. I never
just
do it.
Continue being pieces of shit.
I just continue being a bigot, and yes. I think
same.
Because a lot of people pray before they go to bed, and I say affirmations, like they're real racist ones, so I can't say them here. They're heaps racist. So
it's a safe space here.
Well, I scream it. That's why we've got double glazed windows on our house, because I just scream absolute bigotry. At Claire, which is weird. I call her weird names. Gypsy. What's your New Year's resolution?
Just continue. Keep on keeping on. Am
just
I right?
Just live another year.
Just keep going. We're alive. We're here.
Someone said to me, someone in my family, and I won't name names, but they asked me at Christmas what I've got planned for the year. And I was like, oh, a big Australian tour, American tour, hopefully UK tour at the end
book
of the year.
Book coming out for him too, by
book's
the way.
Coming out. And I said, so what have you got planned? And he goes, oh, just get through another year. I was like, oh, Jesus. Fair enough, mate. Best of luck. But yeah, I think a lot of people have the New Year's resolutions that just don't last. Like it's a waste. It's an absolute waste. Unless you are committed, you're just saying shit.
I just don't get what's so different about it.
Well, I think it's a starting point. But realistically,
it's just shit to put on your Instagram story. I'm going to be less toxic.
Fuck
I'm
off.
Gonna
no,
set
you're
boundaries.
Not. Anyone who says they're going to be less toxic are the toxic ones.
You're the problem.
Me?
No. The people good. Putting these quotes up constantly.
Mate, it makes me sick. Like people who think that they're changing the world through Instagram stories.
Oh, free Palestine, here's my asshole.
Which is actually what Claire wrote last night. If
I
you don't follow Instagram, people who are posting affirmations, and I cannot deal with. There's this one girl that we watch who posts a lot of like basically vlogs of her, and I just cannot.
Doing shit we all do. Who cares?
And I look through her reels.
Who cares?
Because it shows you how many views they've got, and they've all got like under 1,000 views.
Oh.
And I know that sounds like a lot, like 1,000, but Instagram
it is a lot, but it's
usually Instagram like boosts it up. Like it's like if you get like maybe 3 people watch it, or 10, say 50 people actually sit there and watch it, it might say 300 people watched it because
is that true?
It counts as the replays now.
Counts replays, and it also if you start watching it, like
and
it starts playing,
it might
count 10-second views. So anyway, same with Facebook.
Okay, I take that back. Continue with your shitty vlogs.
Yeah, but they're still are not getting that many views.
I just think they're a bit sad. Like you look at some of them.
I mean, you got to start somewhere. Don't get me wrong.
Vlogs are putrid, however you do it. If you like, if you're really, really fabulous and mm-hmm. cool and fit and have this really glamorous lifestyle, you look like a fuckwit. But then if you put up a vlog being like every day as a stay-at-home mum doing this and that, and we're all just looking at it doing the same thing, going,
yeah, why are you showing me this?
You're just watching what you're doing, or you're watching someone.
Isn't
you
it
want
an escape?
To be.
Don't you want to escape from your reality? Isn't that why you watch other people? You want to see what other people are doing that's fun and exciting?
I don't know. I used to be like that. Like, I'd love looking at YouTubers that were like really glamorous and affluent and had all this stuff. But now I look at it and go, you're a fuckwit. But then I look at the ones that are relatable, preach to us. And I go, oh, you're a bit cringy too. Am I getting old?
You're getting older.
Oh, dear. I don't think so. You know what I did? I have a hot tip for you ladies.
Uh-oh.
If you're feeling bad about yourself.
Hot tip for ladies.
And you live near a building site. Put on some tights, bit of lip balm, and go do 8 rounds.
Probably put a top on too.
No, nude. No. Walk around the building site as much as you can, and eventually you'll get a whistle. Some say sexual assault. I say dame-aid.
Yeah, well, you seem to like the building sites. I notice if Claire goes missing through the day, I notice her just down walking past the local building sites. I'm like, oh, what are you doing down
the
there, love?
She goes, I have an understanding.
Well, we walked past one this morning.
Yeah.
And And I, this isn't like being humorous.
No,
this
no.
is absolutely true. The yes. waft of Lynx Africa was coming off the site.
It
I don't know.
It was honestly Lynx Africa.
Like, there wasn't just someone spraying it. No. It was just there, and it was wafting onto
everyone.
What
is that
everyone.
Thing they do with it where they inhale chroming. To kill themselves?
To chroming.
They don't what do day it to is it? Would people want to chrome today? It's Wednesday, hump day. Mm. Kill yourself on Wednesday.
Maybe I wouldn't kill myself it. On a Wednesday.
I wouldn't either. It's a bit slack.
I'd do it on, like, a Thursday night.
I do it on a Monday.
So everyone gets the day off work on the Friday.
Depends where you work.
Fair enough.
That's so good.
I work at home. So that's bad. You know what I worked out... other than you going to building sites so blokes can perv on you.
It's so good. You walk past and pretend that it bothers you, but deep down you're like, yes, look at me. Give me validation.
They're so gross, the fucking builders.
I'm joking about all of this, by the way. If anyone has
I'm just going to clip that with no context and just post it.
No, look at me.
But if you're feeling bad and you're above a six.
Feeling bad,
four,
you reckon?
Yeah, if you have to be above a six.
I don't think a six. I think if you are a four and above, dudes will look at you on a building site and be, no, three and above.
And then they go, ducks on the pond. And ducks I on go, the pond. G'day, roosters.
You get bonus points if you're underage as well.
Oh. Definitely. Claire actually wears her school uniform when she's young, which is heaps different. You said to me this morning when you walked past yesterday that you gave one of the builders a head nod.
Well, I didn't want to say hello, but he was right in my vicinity when I had the pram, so I went.
And he freaked out. No. Here's a tip for ladies. And this is what we do on the show, we give tips for ladies. It's like Dolly Doctor. If you see a dude and you're a bit creeped out by him, do something that a dude would do to him and it'll freak him out. Like give him like a, no, not a wink, that's no. But like a head nod, like a, or one of those. Yeah, mate. Yeah, mate. Or call, I always said this to you, call people mate. Dudes freak out if you call them mate.
Or brother.
No. Hey, brother. Oh, yeah, brother's a good one.
What's going on, brother?
I'm not saying brother. I would look like the biggest wanker if I said, hey, brother, pushing a pram.
What's
Like I'm trying to be one of the boys.
One of the girls we used to train with when we trained at an MMA gym, she used to, and she was a really good, like, striker, and she was quite a very, very fit person.
You right, Eddie?
She used to call all the boys brother, and it was a bit, it wasn't off-putting, it was just like, what do you say back? No worries.
I think if you can bash him,
no worries,
call
brother.
Him brother. Is that fair?
Of course he's up.
Hello, beautiful boy.
Our little man
straight
who's...
to the mic.
That was a very short nap, Pongo.
It was a short nap, Mr. Pongus. He, Addy's been standing, he's been talking, saying, mum, 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 dad, 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 dad.
Hello, beautiful boy. Mum, 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 mum.
What do you think, chicken?
Beautiful boy.
Oh, and Pepper's here to see him. It's red. Put his little ass away. Yeah, good grief. What about the bloody mosquitoes that got him?
Yes, that's
he must
been
have been
our
allergic.
Pet
my
yeah.
God. Over Christmas period, the Christmas period, he looked like he had meth sores. Mm. And he did. But he also had these mosquitoes going off. Like he got hammered. So now we've got. In our bedroom, like all of these like mosquito devices, like they're all coming to get in. There's these things with UV light attracting mosquitoes and doing this and doing that. It's a mosquito fortress.
And we're still getting them.
Yeah. Well, I bring them in for something to do.
Actually, we said this on the way to get coffee this morning. Comment this down below. I think it's an interesting discussion point.
How big is your knob?
How big is your clitoris?
Oh.
No. If you had to get rid of one. No, if you could get rid of one. Flies or mozzies?
Ooh,
mosquitoes, by the way.
Flies
not whatever else you think I said. Mosquitoes.
Oh.
I know. I know there's someone watching this going.
No.
And
we're
they're
not.
Just getting ready.
Do you mean M-U-Z?
I mean mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. The small
not mosques.
Bug. Not mosques.
Not get rid of mosques.
Not mosques.
We got to get rid of mosques. They're the problem.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, so...
Don't come out.
And the flies have been an issue. We got a fly catcher, and I think it's bringing more flies to the yard.
We should bring it in and show them.
The fly catcher is so
it's
gross.
Full.
We got a wasp catcher for the fly catcher because there was too many wasps as well. We're dealing with a lot of things at the moment. Hey, Guz. And there's so many flies in the wasp catcher.
We need
I don't
to
know
empty it on bin day.
Yes. Well, I was going to do it the other day, and I thought, well, that's just going to make the bin stink. And there's already heaps of maggots. Coming out of the, it's.
I breed them. Fun fact, you might not know.
You know how that amaranth was selling? No, I'm not even going to go with that. She was selling yeast out of a vagina. I was going to say Claire's keeps Maggots.
I don't.
But she doesn't. She doesn't. Caleb does in his ass.
We had another good thing to talk about that we spoke about briefly this morning, and I can't remember what it was.
It was Gypsy Rose.
It was not about you wanting to fuck Gypsy. We need to try and swear less on this show too.
Because Addie just looked at me like, how dare you? I we worked out that in our relationship.
Oh, yes. This is it.
And you know, obviously relationships, straight relationships, there's a man and the woman. And usually the man is the man. Mm. Usually the woman is the woman. Mm. Sometimes in relationships they're swapped, like the lady wears the pants. And that's not what we're talking about in this relationship. But I am definitely the woman and you are the man.
Yes.
In our marriage, I'm the woman, you're the man. Tell the people why.
I'm a broken person.
No, why? Tell them why.
No. I've just realised with certain things. So, you know on Instagram when you see these videos and it's like, oh, when your husband stacks the dishwasher. Oh, when your husband doesn't put his laundry away. Oh, when your husband does this. And I'm just like, I do all of those things.
Yeah.
And it's Isaac going, what happened here? What happened there? What's this? What's that? And I'm like,
Claire doesn't like stacking the dishwasher the correct way or putting laundry on the correct way.
I didn't know the fucking right or wrong way. And I used to be a dish pig.
I watch videos on how to get the most out of your dishwasher.
That's fucked if you do that.
Adulthood is such a thrill.
Well, it is. It really is. And in laundry, for 2 years there, I was like, right, we're going to separate the whites from the blacks as it should be.
I live in the real world.
And the towels. The towels go on separately.
No, they don't. What world are you in?
The towels go on separately. And now I'm just like, right, they're all going in.
Clean. Just chuck it all in.
Reusable nappies are going in there. We don't even use them. I use them.
No, I'm not using them.
No, nah, people use reusable nappies.
Fuck you.
Don't watch the show, all right? I don't care how much you scrape off into the bin.
I hate the fucking keep cups. They have it like it's this fucking prize.
Like the Stanley Cup.
Yet they hold it around, walk into the cafe, and they're just like, got my own cup. And the baristas are like.
I tell you what, ladies with a keep cup, it's a fashionable thing.
No.
Men with a keep cup. You need to be put down. Look at Addy just went, ugh, can you believe it?
Oh, big
snooshies. Mate, keep cups. I'm sick of men caring about the environment. It's ridiculous. We need to bring on global warming to take out all the fucking pussies, all right? I'm sick of it. I'm off
keep
it.
Cup.
You fucking wanker.
It's shaped like a camera lens, so it looks exactly like a camera lens, but you can fucking drink out of it. When I rock up to the cafe,
why don't you reshape it like a big dick?
You hipster.
I'm the fucking coolest person at the cafe when I rock up with that bad boy.
You would be the coolest person at the cafe. Caleb has cool tattoos.
Someone just messaged me.
Who?
I got two messages. One's quite funny. One's from our great and legendary friend who lives down the road. I won't say her name, but she said, oh, by the way, the act on Binge about Gypsy Rose Blanchard is wild.
Yes.
I can't stop beating off to it.
To our chat group. And then someone else called Jared, spelled J-A-R-R-E-D, sent me a message on Facebook that said, how much for an in-home private comedy set? Jared, if you want me to make love to you, there's other ways to ask for it, okay? So we will...
Sounds like he wants to kill us.
Well, that's... You never know with me. Either people like me or they hate me. There's no in between.
And it now affects me.
Yes, it does. It affects everyone that I'm around. It's a bit of a stench.
It's good.
I'm like that episode of Seinfeld where the...
Drake. Love the Drake, hate the Drake?
No. Where the valet driver gets in the car and transfers the B.O. I'm the B.O. The B.O.
The O's supposed to stay with the B.
And I transferred that to everyone around me. Everyone now smells. I smell like B.O. Addie smells like B.O. Claire smells like B.O.
I make a friend and they ask what my husband does and I do a sneaky, spicy name drop and it's like...
When you worked at Maya, you did that.
I have no female friends now because of this. I have three and they're legends. And the rest are all just losers, really.
Yeah. Well, when you were working at Maya back in the day, I remember there was one lady, one big fat lesbian. Shout out. Who hated Claire mentioned me.
I'm sorry, that's horrible to say.
And hated me.
She was nasty.
She was. She was the most, like, unhappy.
Another retail faux pas.
Unhappy piece of shit and hated my guts. Hated me.
Loved me beforehand, by the way.
And then all of a sudden, hate, because you've seen what? You've seen a news report from the Daily Mail that I'm a big racist bigot and I hate women.
Same.
Which is all true. And you've seen some YouTube headlines on YouTube. What a fucking boomer I am. I write these. I should know titles. you know, clickbait titles, and you're mad at me because of a clickbait title.
I like it because it's helping me work out who is actually like decent, funny
100%
humans, you know? Like if you're going to not like someone over a joke or what they do for a living or anything like that, like cool, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's it does tell you a lot about a person.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want anyone to be friends with me who doesn't understand comedy. And that's why I get so shocked about people trying to cancel comedians, because you're like, what are you talking about? This is the job, you idiot.
Yeah.
Like, I get a lot of people saying, oh, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. But, mate, it's
we're
the job.
We're not politicians.
I'm not a politician. Shut the fuck up.
Oh. What did you reckon of that new Ricky Gervais?
Ricky Gervais, great guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Gervais. I've always thought he should have pronounced his name Gervais.
Gervais.
But Gervais is a nice way.
It was Gervais.
Of course it's Gervais.
I didn't want to be rude. I was like, have I been saying his name wrong?
Caleb's just there going, what do you think about... what do you think about Dave Chopple and Ricky Gervais?
I call him fucking Mr. G.
it was fine. I mean, the problem with Ricky Gervais or Gervais is he's so big that he has to have an amazing special every year, and that's always tough. There's
I
a lot of people.
Bits of it.
There's a lot of people that loved it. A lot of people that hate it. I don't watch many comedy specials because otherwise my whole life's just fucking comedy. What about there's a thing in here called a butterfish?
A butterfish.
Yes.
What's a butterfish?
I think Billy Connolly's specials, aside from yours, of course,
thank
forever
you, dear.
Be the
catch him on Amazon
ever made.
You're Mr. Man. Hey, you saw a ghost.
It was a long time ago.
Did we talk about this on the show many moons ago? Claire, one night we were
I don't know if it was a ghost or if I had a hemorrhage or something.
Or a hemorrhoid.
I'm very sweaty in this shirt.
You're a sweaty person. Don't worry about it. did we have Addie at this point?
No.
He's still cooking.
The dark days.
This was when we filmed...
We're nearly done, baby.
We filmed something at Maitland Jail. Was it the live show? I think so.
No.
No?
No, it wasn't. It was one that we just filmed. I do remember.
So it was a Maitland Jail ghost documentary.
Yes.
And, look at this, a penguin and a butterfish. 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 Anyway, we filmed the doco. Nothing really spooky happened.
No.
And we came home and... Before we had Addy, I'd watch like YouTube or TikTok or Instagram Reels on my phone before I went to bed, like a lot of people do.
Pornhub.
Next to Claire. It was really weird. You'd usually fall asleep pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'd go to bed about 12 o'clock. That's all changed now. We both go to bed at 9 o'clock, get up at fucking 5:45 with a crazy man. That's a goose.
Beautiful boy.
And I remember one night, you... woke up, or you woke me up, and you were like, just casual as anything, there's a man in our room. And I was like,
I hate that this is all true.
And I was like, what? Can you recall what you said?
I remember just going, oh, there's a man in the room.
Like casual as anything, there's a man in the room.
And I turned back over and went back to sleep, but I have a distinct picture of what I saw.
What did you see?
Which is what freaks me out. But I think I don't know.
I don't know.
Dream, and I just saw it because we'd been ghost hunting and whatnot. But I saw in my mind a man who was like dirty looking and in like old browny like clothes, and he had messy, thinning brown hair.
Was it me?
No. There's a dilf in the room.
Hey, dilfy boy.
But it was really bizarre, but I still wouldn't. See, I love doing our ghost hunts, but... do I 100% believe in ghosts? No. Do I think I saw a ghost? No.
I don't know. I think there could possibly be something, but we've been
definitely
to all these haunted locations, and I haven't seen anything yet. I did have that whisper.
You have to be connected to it. Somehow.
I had that whisper, but we've been connected. Like I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like you have to be like really tapped into it. Like too boisterous,
too loud.
Like, we'd scare
loud
the ghosts off with my laugh and smell alone.
So I went through the house and I looked everywhere and I grabbed me big...
I
did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I was asleep. Oh. Sorry.
I grabbed the weapon that I got side the bed.
Yes.
In my pants. Hey. No, I did. I grabbed the weapon that I keep beside... I've got weapons all over the house.
We've got to.
Yeah.
You get a blue tick, they sell you out weapons.
They do.
To
they say,
yourself.
Put this under the bloody hall stand. little Addy boy. And yeah, I went around the house. There was no one in the house. So I don't know what happened, but it's funny we mentioned that the other day because I actually had an experience last night.
You did not.
There was, I heard this wheelchair.
Fuck off.
Going down the hall. And I went and I had a look. And it was heading towards Addy's room. Is he going to say Stephen Hawking or Gypsy Rose Blanchard? It was Stephen Hawking and Gypsy Rose Blanchard looking for blood, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a magnificent episode back for the Mum and Dad Show. We love you all. It's great to be here, and we'd love to do longer episodes, but Addy gets the shits.
He needs some fruit.
He does.
And a nice little crawl.
Do you want a fruit pop? Do you want a fruit pop? Do you want a fruit pop?
Fruit pop.
Fruit pop, ladies and gentlemen. Dickie.
Yes.
Anything else?
I think we covered all of it. What do you think, Addy boy?
Any Atticus, what have you got to say?
You tell everyone you had your first ever shepherd's pie the other day. A baby safe shepherd's pie. There's a bit of wholesomeness for the show. Look at that.
We made a lovely shepherd's pie.
Yes.
And Addy didn't even help.
No.
What a dog.
God is perfect.
He
Hope
is.
Everyone's having a happy, safe, beautiful start to the new year.
See you, wankers. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.